Speaking to your five-year plan, what do you see as the most challenging aspect of the league's plan?
Well, there's challenges in each of the five initiatives. I have a deputy neighborhood officer of safety. I have one of housing and employment, education. And they are finding that, number one, safety has really been what we find the compelling need to change, because if the neighborhood isn't safe, kids don't want to go to school. If the neighborhood's not safe, residents leave. If the neighborhood's not safe, kids die and it becomes a blighted area. So the first thing we focused on it's a major challenge, but it's been achievable, is really how to get a handle on the crime in the area. We are working on the high school there, which is Crenshaw High School. The hub of that community sits right in the center of our 70-block neighborhood. There's been a 47% high school graduation rate, so that's not very high. We knew that in order to make this neighborhood sustainable and change and stable again, that we'd have to focus heavily on education. And yes, it has to be done simultaneously. This initiative isn't let's attack the crime, then let's go after the high school, then let's go after unemployment. The reason I have a deputy neighborhood officer in each initiative is we have to do this simultaneously.
How are you addressing the fact that the Crenshaw area is changing demographically?
We know that we have a new Latino population that's emerging, and as a result, we see this on campus with the kids. We see it in the parent groups. We also have seen the need to have more Spanish-speaking staff who can actually speak on behalf of the programs we have and make them more inclusive, because even though we are primarily focused and have been traditionally on the African-American population, in order for this to be successful, we have to be inclusive.
Everything that you've said today is focused around communication. It's pretty much paramount to your entire plan. Critics of the Los Angeles Urban League have said that's where you guys sometimes fail, as the communication doesn't come through all the way to the neighborhoods. With such an ambitious plan, it seems like that's really key.
Well, all I can say is that we're working on it. And I think the one thing we can say is we acknowledge that we have to improve on our communication with the neighborhood. We're not perfect. We're a changing and evolving organization that's not necessarily totally reinventing itself, but really coming into this century with the evolution of new technology. As you see, we want to be sure that it's something that is going to affect the metrics. It's going to help us change the neighborhood, that we're collecting information and giving them information that's going to, again, change and improve those areas that we're focused on.
Ms. Bakewell, thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.